What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
Seven Lamb Productions presents Tower 4, Season 2, Episode 6, The Cave.
Mikey, you okay?
Yeah.
Can we talk? I'm sorry about earlier. I didn't mean to yell. I know I've been doing that a lot lately, but I'm just going through some stuff, okay?
I know, Mom.
Those men are gone now.
Okay. I remember them.
Yeah. They were the same.
They're still looking for Dad?
Yes.
Are they his friends?
They worked with your father.
But they can't find him?
Guess not.
Oh. Can I see my bird now?
Just one moment, Mike. I'm not done.
Okay.
I want you to know I love you. But since your dad left, it's been one thing after another. It's been hectic. But I promise we'll get things back to normal. But it's going to get harder before it gets easier. And I just need you to bear with me, okay? Can you do that?
Yeah, Mom.
Good.
Can I see my bird now?
You know, eventually when he can fly, you'll have to let him go.
I know, but he's not ready yet.
Sure, but he will be soon.
I know, Mom.
Oh, and Mikey?
Yeah?
Do you copy?
What?
Do you copy?
Do you copy? Do you copy?
Mikey, do you copy? Mikey?
It was getting dark outside. I slept for over 4 hours. So much for a catnap.
Go ahead, Amber.
Hey, so I wasn't gonna bring this up, but it's kind of been eating away at me all day.
Okay.
Wait, were you just taking a nap?
Yeah, I needed it.
It's almost dark.
So?
A little late for a nap.
Little did she know I hadn't gotten much sleep the last couple nights as I traveled back and forth along three posts. My legs and back were sore, and all I wanted to do was sleep more. Amber, was there something you wanted to talk about?
I'm going to make an assumption, which I shouldn't do because that makes an ass out of both of us, but here it goes. I think you're sick of talking to me.
What?
I think you're tired of our little chats, and I think you're pulling a Vic.
A Vic?
Tower 2 Vic, the grumpy old man who hardly talks to me.
Why do you say that?
Because we don't talk like we used to. And I think it's essentially my fault you keep thinking of leaving.
What?
No, hear me out. Over our time together, not physically, but orally, we've discussed a lot. And while some conversations were light, others got pretty dark. communication between us, especially during our introductions, which led you to believe that I wanted you to air all your dirty laundry, which wasn't the case. Add the fact that you think I don't believe anything you've told me, well, it slowly caused us to drift apart. Not that we were ever together, but you get what I mean.
Actually, I don't.
You didn't want to tell me about Sarah, which is understandable, and maybe you felt like I pushed you into it. I mean, I told you about my broken engagement, so you probably felt like you had to tell me about yours. But I was being honest when I said I don't dwell on the past. And the last thing I want to do is make you feel like you have to dwell on yours.
Amber, no. It's not you.
I think it is. You turned your radio off today. For some peace and quiet.
I was on my way to Overarch. The signal cuts out anyway.
But you left it off for a long time.
I forgot.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Well, sorry to bother you then.
You're not bothering me.
I woke you from your nap.
That's okay. I shouldn't have slept that long anyway.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be a good little fire lookout. Not going to be able to see many fires staring at the back of your eyelids all day.
Well, now I can watch for them all night.
There you go. The nighttime fire is the most elusive of all forest fires.
We'll just see about that.
Okay, Mikey. Sorry to bombard you with all my deductive reasoning, and I do feel like an ass.
Well, don't.
Maybe I'm mistaken. At least I hope I am. I hope you're not just saying things to make me feel better.
Don't worry about that, Amber.
So you're not lying to me?
I'm not lying. At least not any more than you are.
Okay. Thanks, Mikey.
I set the radio down on my lap and peered out the tent flap. It would be dark soon. I meant to get started right after listening to Jean and Amber's prior discussion, but I was just so exhausted. Now I felt a little better, although still sore. The goal was to find Jerry now, but how would I do that? Two days passed and Jerry never showed. It was so frustrating because he didn't want me to leave, yet he wouldn't meet with me. The only thing I could think was that he was worried I was still being tracked. God damn it, Jerry, they aren't following me! I don't trust them, just come out! Nothing. Every so often I'd hear a rustling in the woods, but maybe it was only a squirrel or raccoon. I stayed on three posts that night after my eavesdropping, then went back to my messy tower. Now, 2 days later, I was on the Windwalk Trail. I thought about heading to Site 5, but Windwalk was where we had first met. And by met, I mean he knocked me out and dragged me to his creepy cave. And now I wondered if I could find said cave. When I reached the cache, it was around 5. I had my tent with me and plenty of food and water since I knew I'd be out here a while. The thing was unlocked. But nothing was inside. Huh. I wonder why all these things were locked. Weren't they for hikers to store things for other hikers? Amber did say that this area of the forest was closed down. Maybe that was why. But was it really that important to lock up some old granola bars? I turned around, examining the woods, but seeing nothing. I looked up at the sky. I still had plenty of daylight left, but I was tired. I went to the edge of the trail and sat on the ridge overlooking the forest to the north. My mind started to drift. Not to a past event, but what Amber had said the other day. Was she right? I always considered my life to be a bunch of ups and downs, yet it was hard for me to remember the ups. In fact, the only one that came to me was the bird. Above me, a small... Oh, what is it? Damn, come on, Mike. You know what that is. The bird fluttered its feathers and launched itself off the branch. The shiny black bird dove down along the cliff face and then zoomed back up, disappearing into the branches high above. Starling. That's it. The common starling, or hell, the European starling. Still seemed to have trouble remembering some things, but for the most part, I felt like I was back to normal. Although I had doubts about ever finding that cave.
Hey, Mikey. How goes the writing?
I told Amber earlier I was in deep contemplation. Good. Good.
Need to run anything by me?
I didn't trust Amber. That was for sure. But I still liked talking to her. There was a comfort there. Even if she may be lying to me, our conversations kept me grounded. Was it something super important, something I needed right now? Maybe not, but it also served another purpose. I could keep up the charade. No, I'm good. But I may need some help soon. Kinda depends on how this latest chapter turns out.
Okay. No problem. I'm just glad you were able to push through chapter 3.
I'll definitely be back, but now it's important to go deeper into Jason's backstory. The character needs more fleshing out.
Does that mean flashbacks? Because you're planning on doing this in a later chapter? I mean, we've already met Jason.
Sure, yeah.
Will there be time jumps?
There has to be. Remember, he doesn't see Skylar again until she's much older.
But that's not a time jump, right? I thought that was going to be gradual.
Yeah, you're right, it will be, but I think flashbacks are necessary.
Think you'll do them for Olivia?
Nah, I don't.
Can I ask why?
Because she's not the main character of the story.
Right.
That's not to say she isn't integral to the plot, but I want to stick strictly to Jason's point of view.
Because that's what you experience?
It's what I know.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
No, it seems like you want to say something.
Okay, so like, I totally get where you're coming from. Plenty of movies and books have one main character. But I think the story could benefit from different points of views.
Points of view.
What?
Points of view. That's the plural, not points of views.
But there's different views.
No, there's different points of them.
Is this going to be another Seattle's best dispute?
No, sorry. Go ahead.
I just think the story would be cool from different points of view.
Why?
To get the whole story.
But Jason's point of view is the whole story. It's his whole story.
But everyone has one.
What?
A story.
True, but I can't write about every person that comes into play. I'm not Tolstoy.
John Tolstoy?
Leo Tolstoy.
Ha, that's it.
You really think this story would benefit from different perspectives?
In this case, yeah.
You want people to sympathize with Olivia?
I just think people would have a better grasp if they knew everyone's backstory. That way we learn why people are the way they are. Why they do the things they do.
People?
Your characters.
Oh. If I wasn't already trying so hard to cling to my sanity, I'd think Amber was trying to tell me something. I don't know what, and I couldn't ask, so instead I just said, yeah, maybe you're right. I could only apply the same logic to what I was experiencing here. Maybe there were more reasons to why Jerry was avoiding me. But I didn't know what they were. Amber hadn't mentioned a thing after eavesdropping on their conversation the other day, and it seemed like I was in the clear. So then what was it? Jerry! It was almost dark, and I never found the cave. I meandered through the woods for another hour and a half before I had to call it a night. Damn it. I set up camp in a small clearing where I could see the starry sky. It was a nice, cool night. Love to make a fire, but that wouldn't be wise. So instead, I climbed into my tent and ate dinner with my flashlight leaning against my backpack. If I couldn't find Jerry or his cave tomorrow, I'd have to start looking on my own. I was taken below ground. There was something here. Somewhere.
Mikey, you copy?
Go ahead.
Reach your goal for the day?
What goal?
I don't know. Just assumed you maybe had a writing goal. Don't writers have writing goals?
Sure, but not necessarily daily ones. Unless you're King.
King of the writers?
King of the Stevens.
So Stephen King had writing goals?
Yeah, he liked to write 6 pages a day, like every single day.
Now that's a goal.
Tell me about it. Even George R. R. Martin was impressed.
Well, sure. Hasn't he taken like a decade to release a new book?
Just about.
Well, there you go.
Everyone's different, though.
You've never really told me about your writing style, Mikey.
My style?
I guess I mean routine? Yeah. You've never told me about your routine.
I don't really have a routine. I write when I feel like I can. The problem was life got in the way and I just had such a hard time sitting down and actually putting ink to paper.
Until the tower.
Sure.
But then things didn't go the way you wanted here, either.
Nope.
Mikey?
Yeah?
I just want you to know I haven't forgotten.
About what?
About everything you've told me. I know there's been this disconnect between us lately, but we still have several more months together.
What does that mean?
It just means I haven't forgotten. The classical music, the bulldozing, the mystery combo, all of it.
Sure, but what does that do for me?
I was hoping it would make you feel better.
Is that so?
Well, I'm not lying.
You don't think it's all a manifestation of negative past experiences I keep dwelling on?
Man, are you going to bring that up again?
Just a question.
No, and I never pretended to be a psychiatrist, Mike. It was just an observation. I believe you about all the other things.
Do you?
What did I just say?
I knew I shouldn't keep pressing, but I just realized there may have been an ulterior motive to her credulity. I decided to ask. Yeah, but do you actually believe me, or was it just a ploy to get me to stay?
I actually believe you.
You didn't before.
Because the woods play tricks on people, okay? We went over this, Mike.
Right, but now I'm wondering if the credibility was backed by anything other than your worry for my absence.
Wow. You think you're pretty important, huh?
You want me to stay.
Doesn't mean you have to be cocky about it, and it also doesn't mean it has anything to do with what we've talked about. Maybe you don't remember, but I was helping you with the caches before your drunken night.
No, I remember. But I also remember that that was when she thought I was crazy, even if she didn't use the specific term.
So you can assume all you want, Mike, but I do think you were witnessing some strange occurrences. But it's hard to judge so far away, you know? But I still believe you.
To an extent.
Sure, to an extent, but it's like what we talked about earlier. Perspective.
It was dark and I found myself surrounded by tall firs, barely able to see the moon through the upper branches.
Dad!
It was my 12-year-old self again, traversing the dark woods alone, searching for Dad.
Dad! Where are you?
Was this Site 5? It looked like it, but each tree I passed displayed an eye carving. They were everywhere.
Dad!
I couldn't find him. But why did I keep checking here? There was movement. under the ground. I could feel my little legs shaking as I tried to remain balanced on the moving earth. I stared down at my Velcro tennis shoes to see the ground crack and shift. What the? What was that noise? I grabbed my knife and flashlight and peered outside. I had the bow and arrows too, but they would do me no good here. I couldn't see anything. It was pitch black. Do I dare turn on the flashlight? No trees were swaying and I couldn't hear anything now. I couldn't...
Take it easy.
Wait.
Relax. None of this shit is valuable. Shh. I can't believe we gotta lug all this crap.
What do you expect?
Not to do it in the middle of the fucking night.
There were people, not far from me.
They want this shit out, so let's just get it over with.
What do you think I'm doing?
I'm just saying.
Listen, I'm just pissed we get stuck doing this grunt work.
Who else is going to do it?
Barry.
Oh, fuck Barry. Barry's a fucking asshole, and he's a brown noser. No way they stick him with this shit.
I couldn't really tell where the talking was coming from, but I slowly exited the tent, leaving the flashlight off.
Let's just move the last of this crap so we can get the hell out of here.
Hold up. Are you scared?
Why would I be scared?
I don't know. You seem worried.
Worried ain't scared.
I followed the voices. The conversation was getting louder, which meant I was headed the right way.
I'm not scared. Because there's nothing to be scared of.
Yeah, now. Which is why I don't know why we're taking this guy's stuff.
Because he didn't fall for the trap.
Doesn't mean he won't eventually. They should just leave this.
I saw a faint glow of light.
Well, it's too late now. And maybe they're hoping he's gone.
He's not gone. That's why I assume they're pulling this. They're worried.
Worried or scared?
Worried.
Worried he'll retaliate?
Worried he'll pull some shit like the other ones.
I thought he wasn't like the other ones.
Well, he's not fucked up like them, that's for sure.
He's definitely smarter, though. That's why we're doing this.
Still think they should leave him.
You want to be the one to tag him, don't you?
No, I want to.
Shit. I stepped on a stick and instantly froze.
You see anything?
I saw a flashlight beam glide along the trees to my right. I slowly got down, crouched behind some brush. The beam slowly glided past, stopped, and went back the way it came. I wanted to move, but another beam shot between the tree trunks in front of me. I stayed hidden.
See? You're just as scared.
No, I'm not. I'm ready to tag that fucker if he comes back. I wish they'd let me wait out.
No need. They got the camera up.
He's not gonna fall for that shit.
One of the beams cut out, and the other one drifted to the left and disappeared over a ridge. I crawled forward until I reached the top of the ridge. I peered down to see a man standing by some sort of vehicle. A bright LED lantern sitting on the hood. The vehicle was small, the size of a golf cart, but sleeker and lacking a roof. There were several crates, jugs, and barrels strapped to the back.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm doing one final pass.
Well, hurry it up.
Chill.
The man by the cart turned on his flashlight and ran it over the cart, inspecting some belts and latches, making sure everything was snug. I tried to get a good look at his face. All I could see was some curly hair, a thick nose, and a short mustache. Where was the other guy he was talking to?
All right, I think that's it.
The other man suddenly emerged from the right with a small can in his hand. Hey, it was the cave. Was it the same one Jerry brought me to? Was I really that close?
You sure? We don't want to miss anything. They'd be pissed.
Go ahead. Have yourself a look.
The other guy was muscular and tall with a buzz cut. I couldn't quite make out his face, but his physique was menacing.
No, no. You're good. I'll trust you.
Scared to go in alone?
No, man. I just want to be done is all.
The muscular man lifted the lid of the crate and shoved a can inside. Wait, was that all Jerry's stuff? They were taking it. Shit, they were talking about Jerry. What did they say again? They mentioned him coming back, so they didn't know where he was either.
I still can't believe they want to take all this shit.
Hey, they have other ideas.
Me too.
Like what?
Like laying a better trap.
And how should they do that?
Use that guy in the tower more. Or hell, what about some banana chips?
What the fuck?
You're an idiot. Let's go.
What are you doing?
I'm driving.
Aw, man, you hit one little bump.
Move. I know the way.
So do I.
The man climbed into the cart. Mustached man grabbed the lantern and turned it off. As the thing started up, the mustached man looked back at the cave one more time. The headlights blinked on, illuminating the forest to the south. 5 seconds later, the cart was off. The thing zigged and zagged between the trees and brush. In a matter of minutes, it was gone. It was once again completely dark and completely quiet. What the hell was that? I carefully made my way over to the ridge towards the small clearing by the cave entrance. My eyes were slowly adjusting to the dark. I heard movement in the woods. Those guys were also scared, but about what? Just as I was about to reach the cave, I suddenly heard movement right behind me. No! I was knocked to the ground. I spun around to see Jerry on top of me. I pushed him off.
Jesus, Jerry, what the hell?
Look.
He pointed up.
What?
There.
I followed his finger to a tree branch where a small black box was situated facing the cave entrance. That's right, they mentioned a camera. Oh.
There's more.
He pointed out into the woods.
They watch. This way.
He used his good arm to pull me up. He led me up and around a rocky ledge. Where are you taking me?
Up here.
But then I saw it. A small opening. I watched him climb up a few feet and shimmy his way through the cracked wall. Damn it. I had no choice. I climbed up until I was over the hole, then lowered my legs first and eventually squeezed my whole body through the opening. When I entered the dark cave, I looked up at the opening and realized it was the hole Jerry threw my radio through. This was definitely his cave, but now it was empty. I spun around to see Jerry holding a small Bic lighter. He moved around the cave, looking at the walls and floors, searching.
Jesus Christ, Jerry, we need to talk. Where the hell were you? Where have you been?
Searching.
Searching, huh? He didn't even look my way with his answer. He was searching now, running his hands along the walls.
Hey, I stayed because of you, because of this. Look at my arms, you see this?
But he didn't turn around.
Jerry, my arms, the bandages, I pulled out a tracker, a bug? I pulled it out of me, do you hear me?
He still didn't turn to face me.
Jerry, I'm talking to you, man.
I grabbed Jerry, but he turned and hissed at me.
No! Oh, hey!
He held his small knife up, pointed at my gut. I slowly backed away. What the fuck, Jerry? It took a moment, but eventually his eyes softened and he lowered the weapon.
Sorry.
Damn it, Jerry. I'm trying to tell you I believe you. You said they took me, you were right. I remember now, vaguely, but I remember being strapped down. I remember, a bunker.
They took you.
I know.
You were leaving.
Yeah, I was going to, but then you put a radio in the woods for me to find.
They watch. They listen.
I know. I heard everything. And something tells me you did too, right? You've been following me?
Yes. Some.
Then why didn't you come out when I called? I'm not being followed anymore.
No, you're not. Not now. Not now.
Exactly. And where were you?
hiding.
From me?
No, them.
It didn't make sense, though. I heard movement in the woods often. Was he saying that it wasn't him? Or that maybe it wasn't always him? Did that mean I was just shouting at the local wildlife? I know he scrawled in the dirt by my backpack. You said, don't leave. He stared at me a moment before nodding. Then he slowly turned his attention back to the rock wall. He held his lighter up and ran his other hand over the jagged rock. What was he looking for? You know, I came out here. I did all this to help you.
Why?
I was taken aback. Why? You asked for help, Jerry, or did you forget?
But you were leaving.
Okay, yeah, I'd had enough. I wasn't sure what was going on. I was frustrated and confused, but I'm here now. Okay? I want to find out what the hell's going on, and I want to help.
Wanted to help?
Yes, Jerry. He looked back at me over his shoulder.
Because of the bird.
A chill ran down my spine. The flash of the box entered my mind. I saw the tiny thing hopping back and forth from corner to corner, my little hands reaching in to grab him.
Come on, little buddy.
No. Not because of the bird, because I want to know what's going on. He turned his attention back to the wall before him. He grabbed a rock. It shifted. He closed the lighter and pocketed it so he could use both hands to pull out the large rock. I got a good look at his deformed hand. Actually, his whole left arm looked burnt, swollen, almost melted. But he was still able to use it. He pulled the rock out from the wall, leaving a gaping hole.
They took my things.
I saw that.
Not everything.
He reached in and pulled out an old hiking backpack. You hid that?
Yes. So they could not find.
What's in it? He held the lighter over his pack.
My stuff.
He pulled out pages of scribbled notes and drawings. This was the stuff he showed me before. He pulled out his torn map and smirked.
I know where to find them. I know where to look. I have to follow the tracks.
Okay.
Here.
That's where they came from?
Yes. We follow their tracks now.
Okay. Seems like a good idea. But, Jerry, I need to know. When we find them, when we find this bunker, what are we going to do? He wasn't smirking anymore. He reached down in his pack and pulled out an object wrapped in old, ragged cloth. He slowly pulled back the layers, eventually revealing a gun.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Tower 4, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin as Mike, Gina Coyle as Amber, Brian Messick as Gene. Co-starring Ariel Hack, Ryan Glover, Douglas Solway, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Brett Wilkins at Facebook.com/WilkinsMusicFL. If you enjoyed Tower 4, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. Also, don't forget to follow 7lamb on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 7lamb Podcasts. This has been a 7lamb production.